Good morning, it's Wednesday, February 12th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. The state office reviewing proposals for the future of Santee Cooper is recommending that lawmakers consider selling the state-owned utility to Florida-based NextEra Energy. More from South Carolina Public Radio's Russ McKinney.
After months of study, the Department of Administration is recommending three options for lawmakers to consider for Santee Cooper: selling it to NextEra, entering into an agreement for Dominion Energy to manage and operate it, or maintain state ownership based on Santee Cooper's new reform plan. What to do about the $3.5 billion debt Santee Cooper is saddled with following the failure of the V.C. Summer nuclear project will be a key part of any decision the legislature makes, and how that will affect ratepayers in the future. What's next? Committees in the House and Senate now have 30 days to pass along a recommendation to each body. Following that, the legislature will have to decide which is the best option. Governor McMaster is strongly advocating for the state to sell Santee Cooper to NextEra. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney in Columbia.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster has nominated a retired Army general to become the state's first Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The governor has tapped Major General William Grimsley of Beaufort for the post. Grimsley says he'll focus on increasing opportunities for the large number of veterans living in South Carolina.
You know, over 400,000 of whom live in this state and really, really work hard to increase those opportunities: education, health promotion, health care, job opportunities, employment. It's limitless.
Grimsley must be confirmed by the state Senate for the newly created position of Veterans Affairs Secretary. The wife of Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer has stepped down from her banking job and is relocated to South Carolina for the duration of her husband's campaign. Kat Taylor is renting a home in Columbia. She looks to become more involved in campaigning efforts in the state and have a base of operations on the East Coast. A 130-year-old Spartanburg College says it will alter its name and student body next year. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has the details.
When Converse College opened its doors in 1889, it was one of the first 15 women's colleges founded in the United States. And while men could teach there, the school never opened enrollment to them. In the fall of 2021, that will change along with the name of the school slightly. Converse College will rebrand as Converse University and become a co-ed school. At a recent press conference, College President Kristen Newkirk said the decision to go co-ed is meant to bolster the health of the school.
Prospective students are not as interested in attending a single-gender college as in the past. Women's colleges have experienced decreased enrollment numbers over the last 20 years. With these changes, it caused us to pause and to consider what the future for Converse would be if we did nothing.
Converse has about 800 undergraduate students. The school says enrollment could increase by more than 80% over the first 4 years of being co-ed. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.
Gas prices have dropped by double digits throughout the Carolinas this past month. Data compiled by AAA Carolinas shows South Carolina's down 25 cents, with the average price for a gallon of regular gas at $2.11 on Monday. The price in North Carolina is $2.25. That's 22 cents lower than a month ago. Malaysia-based manufacturer Scientex Packaging Film has announced plans to establish operations in Lancaster County. The company's $43 million investment is projected to create 69 new jobs. Operations are expected to be online by January of next year. Job seekers are invited to visit Scientex.com. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.